At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, ho, and a ho.
Wow.
Yes. It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
Yes, sir. I'm back. No Chris Broussard. Hang in, Odd Couple.
Wow.
Nation, hang in. We're going to get you through this summer. We're going to have a great fall. But we are here for you live. And yes, man, what a convention I went to in Las Vegas, the National Association of Black Journalists. For you laymen, that's NABJ. And man, what a great time we did have at Caesars. It was pretty amazing. But great show for you today. A lot of stuff to talk about, including Olin Polonese will drop by in the first hour. We'll talk to him on some NBA stuff. We also have Alex Schieffer from The Athletic. She covers the Brooklyn Nets. We'll chime in with her. And Jerry Hairston Jr., who, of course, works for Spectrum Sportsnet LA. He is an analyst for the Dodgers. We'll talk to him in the final hour. But first, let me welcome in my bud, my former podcast partner, former NFL wide receiver and Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, filling in for Chris Broussard. What's up, TJ?
Man, glad to be here, baby. The convention you just went to, is that invite only, or did my invitation get lost in the mail?
Man, you need to get there. You know, next year, it was awesome, TJ. It was awesome. And next year is going to be in Birmingham, Alabama, a place I've never been. And I want to go to the museum down there, the Civil Rights Museum and all that. That's next year.
Well, I got some friends and family in Birmingham. I might have to make a trek on down.
You might need to do that. How you doing, buddy? What's happening?
Man, I'm good, man. I can't complain. Just getting ready for football. That part when the NBA final ends, it's like a dead period for sports. So now that football is back going, I feel good.
Okay. Well, we're going to do that. We will talk some football, but you know all sports, and we're going to talk NBA as well. But first, before we get there, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because you know what? We wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Rob G, as always, is our producer. Alex is our engineer. And yes, Mr. Steve DeSager is our anchor and update guy. He will keep us updated throughout the program.
Hey, Steve.
That's right. Rob G, I do need you, so I want you to be ready to jump in, Rob G. So here we go, TJ. The news, of course, that broke today about the Nets and the big meeting, Kevin Durant and the owner of the Nets, and supposedly, Rob G, you have some of the details that came out, and share them with us, and then TJ and I will tackle that.
That's right. The summer of discontent for Kevin Durant continues.
Yes.
Because,
that's nice. Did you come up with that, or
did
you steal that?
I did. I did come up with that. So about a month ago, you know, KD reportedly made his trade demand directly to owner Joe Tsai, saying he wanted out of Brooklyn. Multiple reports since then had said we had no idea from the Nets' perspective exactly why he wanted out. They were unsure. They were kind of taken aback as to his trade demand.
Right, out of nowhere, right?
Right.
I mean, it was the day after Kyrie said he was opting in.
Exactly. And so over the weekend, Shams Charania of The Athletic reported that KD flew to London to meet with Joe Tsai in person once again and issued an ultimatum. He said, "I'm firm in my trade demand. However, if you want to keep me, you're going to have to let go of general manager Sean Marks and head coach Steve Nash. It's them or me."
All right, here we go. All right, they're fired. It's all done, TJ. I don't know, like, people are debating. Oh, my God. Like, you can't let them run the team. What are you talking about? You know what? The NBA is about what, TJ? It's a players' league. I'm sorry. A general manager, a coach, I don't care who it is. It's about players.
Man,
am I wrong?
I don't even want to agree with you, but I have to.
You know I'm right, TJ. Come on. What is the debate? I'm going to keep Sean Marks and Steve Nash? Really?
And that's my biggest point. It's not like we're talking about Greg Popovich, Eric Spoelstra, and those type of coaches. We're not talking about guys that are proven. When you go back to that Boston Celtics series, Steve Nash had no answers. He had no answers for what they were doing to the Nets defensively. Talking about the Boston Celtics literally handcuffed the Nets offense, handcuffed them. And Nash had no answers. So if you can't make in-game adjustments or game-to-game adjustments in the playoffs, I don't need you. This is a players' league.
All
if
day.
You have the best
all
players,
day.
You're going to win. But you need your coaches making subtle adjustments. The Nets didn't do that at all.
And let me say this. As much as we love Popovich, right, where's he been the last 8 years without Tim Duncan?
Players.
Okay. This is what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not trying to disrespect the coaching fraternity. But let's be real. TJ, let's be real. You take some of these players off some of these teams, and I don't know if these coaches are winning. I always said, like, the best job Bill Parcells ever did, TJ, was when he went and he took over the 1-15 Jets. Do you remember?
Hey,
and they
Rob,
were in the AFC. They were in the AFC Championship game 2 years later against Denver.
Look at Golden State when Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Look at Golden State.
The last couple years.
Look at Golden State. It's a players' league, and it's okay. And if Kevin Durant says, I want those guys gone, right, it's tough because, who are they going to hire? My second question is, who you want? Who do you want?
I don't even think there's, like this whole notion about, well, you know, you can't tell have him running the team. Dude, they've already done all that. There is no trade out there. If you're going to give away Kevin Durant to keep Steve Nash, it would make no sense, wouldn't it? It would make no sense. And maybe this is a lot of, for Durant to save face, too, that there is no deal out there, you know what I mean, that the Nets really want. And then he could at least flex his muscles and say, oh, this is what I wanted because, you know, we weren't going anywhere with those coaches. It's about Kevin Durant being healthy and playing well. It's about Kyrie being there. It's about Ben Simmons, finally playing. TJ, if you give me those three guys, I don't care who the coach is. You could get anybody to coach that team if those guys play. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. Now, again, well, technically, you're wrong on some fronts. You're going to run into some teams in these playoffs that they're going to throw something at you. These coaches need to make subtle adjustments. There's no way Boston should have beaten the Nets the way they did. Now, they probably should have, and they did win the series. But beat them, it wasn't a series, Rob. That's where your coaching comes into play, and you make it a more competitive series. You win a game or two. It wasn't competitive because there were no adjustments made from the coaching staff of the Nets. But the problem is, this late in the season – this late in the offseason, where do the Nets go? How do you appease Kevin Durant? Where do they go? And so are you going to get worse before you get better? Which coach do you look to? Do you elevate an assistant? This is a tough situation.
That's what you do. You make somebody an interim. And I'm going to tell you, and Rob G, being a big Laker fan, he is, he knows this. Who was the coach that they fired Mike Brown like 8 games into the season? Do you remember that year, TJ? Wasn't it 8 games, Rob G, or something like that? 5 games. 5 games. How do you know it's going to be a bad year 5 games into the season? That means somebody wanted him done, right? Wanted him out. The season had just started. I don't know what they started, the record was, but he got fired after 5 games. So my point is, if you're going to have the talent that we're talking about and you get Kevin Durant to commit to his 4 years, this is it. I'll do this. But you can't come back to me talking about you want to go anywhere. If you commit these 4 years to the contract, I will absolutely do this and we'll get this thing righted. Because if you're the Nets, all you're trying to do is win a championship. Am I right? You're just trying to win one.
And honestly, I'm not sure. They get a new coach. They get Kevin Durant. And he's happy. Do you re-sign Kyrie to a max? Will Ben Simmons be a better player than what he was? Even if that's the case, are they better than Boston? Are they better than Miami?
I think they are. I think we haven't seen enough of them to put those other teams in front. I'm telling you, with the injuries and, of
Milwaukee,
course, Kyrie and all that,
it's not going to be easy.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but those three players, because Ben Simmons fits with those two. Kyrie's playing for his reputation and career. He has no deal. He can't play around. You've already seen the pushback from other teams now, right? They're tired of his antics. He really has to have a good year and let people know he's serious about playing basketball.
What's the fallout with this now becoming public if it doesn't happen? If it doesn't happen, how can Kevin Durant play for Steve Nash and see Sean Marks and they keep it professional? You have to be a special individual to know somebody's trying to get you fired. Hey, man, let's have a great practice today, man. How you doing? I don't care how you doing. I want you to have a terrible practice. I don't even want you to show up to practice. And they'll be professional, but how is that dynamic and does it bring the team down?
Well, you know, stuff is always leaked out and you hear stuff and, you know, teams, some teams can fight through it. There were teams and dynasties in sports where they hated everybody. I always go up thinking back to the Yankees of the 70s and Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson. Those guys, they fought in the dugout, TJ, during a game. Can you imagine the manager and a star player go to throwing blows in the dugout at during the game on camera?
Hey, Rob, it's a different ball game, man. These kids get coddled from middle school on. This AAU circuit and I got to recruit LeBron James and Kevin Durant to my AAU team. Now you're getting these kids recruited to high schools. I mean, Penny Hardaway's son is leaving his high school in Texas. He's coming out here to play at Sierra Canyon in California. They get coddled. They get so much given to them at such an early age. When you stand up to them and you tell them no, they haven't been told no in years.
I get it. I'm with you on that, and that's where we are. But I'm going to tell you, if you're talking about talent over a coach and a general manager who, if you ask 95% of the fans to point out the general manager, they couldn't do it, right? They couldn't do it 95% of the time. And people know Steve Nash because he was a really good player.
I can point out Sean Marks because he played, but
– you know what I mean. Most people most people don't know who he is, okay? So, all right, we do want to hear from you on this interesting development. I think it's a no-brainer if you're really going to get to keep Kevin Durant intact, no doubt. Should the Nets dump Sean Marks and Steve Nash to try to keep Kevin Durant happy? Our telephone number, 877-996-6369. We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. That's right. TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Everyone across the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a Magic City Monday.
Oh.
That's right, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. AutoZone has free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their AutoZone Fix Finder service with over 5,600 locations nationwide. AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get into the zone. AutoZone. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, filling in for Chris Broussard. And we're talking about the Nets and the report that Kevin Durant wants the general manager, Sean Marks, and coach Steve Nash dumped, and he would stay. He'll play, and TJ and I are in agreement on this. We don't always agree, TJ, but we're in agreement of this, that we would both dump the coach and the GM to keep Kevin Durant, and we want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox, and let's kick it off with Mark in Sacramento. My man Mark, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
No,
what's happening? Hey, welcome back, TJ.
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome back, man. Good to hear you again. Hey, Rob, how you been, man? Did you break Vegas? Did Vegas break you?
Vegas, I say we went middle of the road. It was fun. I didn't lose any money.
There you go. You always make a deposit when you go there.
You know that.
Well, that's the way it is.
I did pay some tuition while I was in Vegas. You know what I mean, TJ?
I'm sure you did.
Yes, sir. All right.
You get rid of them both quick, fast, and in a hurry. But you also try to get with Kevin Durant and said, okay, that's done, but I'm taking back control of this team. And you know what else I would do once that's done? I'd bring Kyrie in and see if I can fix that right now.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
But Mark,
that's what I would do.
You know this. You're an NBA guy. It's about talent. It's about players. And you can't monkey around or play around with this idea of a coach or a general manager, TJ. You just can't.
You can't lose your team in Kevin Durant is the team. You just can't do it. You can't chance it. You can't call his bluff. Hey, Steve Nash, I love you. Sean Marks, I appreciate the job you've done, but you got to go.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's just as simple as that. After they heard this report, they should be calling the owner saying, I understand.
I'll step down.
I understand.
As long as you honor the rest of my deal, I'm good. George.
Yeah.
George in Georgia, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, George?
What's up?
How are you?
That's the most wrong opinion of wrong I've ever heard from two intelligent black men.
All right. Let's hear this.
What we are hearing, and what happened was, that was Kyrie Irving making his chessboard move with his queen on the chessboard. That is Kevin Durant. I promise you, if they follow that pattern, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are going to want to choose the general manager and the coach, and whoever that general manager is going to already have a max sheet for Kyrie Irving the minute he takes over. Joe Shy did not become a billionaire by being stupid. He looks far ahead.
George, I
hey, George,
you,
man, you would lose your team so fast, bro. Oh, my God.
Please, George, what you're talking about is common sense. This isn't common sense. This is sports. How many guys are Kevin Durant in this country, TJ?
None. None.
There's only one Kevin Durant. Unfortunately, that's how it works. There are 400 NBA jobs and less than 10 players who can play on the level of a Kevin Durant.
See, this is George's problem, is he's thinking of how sports was conducted years ago.
It's not the same anymore. You gotta understand that. And you could sit there and play hardball, and you'll be in last place, making a bad trade, giving up Kevin Durant. You can't do it. Chris in Minneapolis, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys, man? You guys make driving home in traffic enjoyable. I'll
man,
tell you that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Where are you driving home to?
Oh, man, I got about a 45-minute traffic drive going downtown Minneapolis.
All right, well, hang in there. All right, what you
so
got?
So, wasn't the narrative at the beginning of last year, we don't need no coach, Nash ain't going to coach,
yeah,
we can do this without a coach?
Yep, Kyrie said that.
And now you're crying and whining that you need a coach, or you want to handpick your coach? I agree, you got to do whatever you can to keep those two. Trust me, they can come to the Timberwolves, I'll be happy.
Of course.
But where do you draw the line? Like, how do you know if this doesn't work this year,
dude,
after you handpicked everything?
No, but
give them what they want again?
But here it is, Chris.
That's a great point.
No, but Kevin Durant has to commit to the 4 years. I'll do it. But you got to commit to – no, I'm saying if I'm the owner –
he hasn't committed to anything ever in his career.
No, if I'm the owner and I do this for you, TJ, you got to commit to the 4 years, okay? I'll do it. But I don't want you coming back to me next year – thanks for the call, Chris – with some other stuff, okay? That's all I'm saying.
That's a great point. Because he did handpick – Steve Nash, supposedly.
No, they did. They signed off on him. They did. You're right.
Now, the Sean Marks part, I don't know. I'm not sure they had a hand in that. But you handpicked Steve Nash. And I truly believe that playoff series against the Boston Celtics opened KD's eyes and his circle's eyes to say, bro, we got outcoached. Like, yeah, we're going to lose this series, but we didn't make adjustments. Like, they blitzed Kevin Durant. So it made Kevin Durant look like he wasn't the offensive dynamo that we've come to know. It was just like, wow.
Well, he turned the ball over. Like, he also didn't make an adjustment knowing what they were doing. He kept doing the same exact thing.
But that's where a coach will come in and say, you know what, this is what they're doing to us. This is how we're going to counteract that. Now, we're going to make them make an adjustment to this adjustment.
No, no doubt.
That never happened.
No, that.
And so I believe his peoples and him, they saw that and said, they're in our conference. Everybody's going to mimic this. It's only going to get worse. We need a coach that can make adjustments. Nash has to go.
All right, we'll dive in deeper in this story about the Nets with former NBA veteran Olin Polonese. He'll join us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And let's welcome in our next guest, our frequent guest here on the Odd Couple, Olin Polonese, of course, a former NBA veteran and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Olin, what's happening? Welcome to the program.
How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Yeah, pretty good. Olin, how
Man,
are you, bro?
Man, you have TJ who's from out of there?
Yes.
Man, that's one of my favorites, man.
Wow.
My dog. What's my
the
dog?
The man with the slick hair.
He still got it, and it ain't gray yet. That's the big thing, right,
what?
TJ?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I don't know man. What's going on. I don't have no gray hair on my face. I got a couple of gray strands in my hair.
Do you?
Man,
couple,
you
yeah.
better sell that. You better sell it.
I mean,
whatever it is.
Hey, he still got jet black hair. Jet black.
Oh, my yes. goodness.
No doubt.
That's
All right,
crazy.
Let's talk about your crazy league called the NBA and Kevin Durant's story, which is like par for the course and where we are. And it's a players' league. And if you were an owner or in charge of a franchise and it's about keeping the general manager and the coach or the one of the two or three best players in the league, what side are you falling on?
Oh, man, great question. I'm always going to fall on the side of the betterment of the team because that's what we're in it for. You know, it's about winning. I understand players, you know, and you got to have a right to speak your mind. And, you know, you can ask for stuff. He asked for a trade, but you are under contract. I've always, you know, I'm from the school of honoring your contract. So I guess I'm a little biased. But at the same time, I understand that we're in this era. In this day and age of athletes taking ownership, but that's beyond taking ownership, you know, in my personal opinion. You know, now you're asking the team to make a decision between you and the general manager and the coach. And to me, that's not right, you know, because that's going to cause a lot of turmoil. There might be some guys that do like Steve Nash and they are still on the team. So we don't know. So at the same time, I do believe Kevin Durant is overstepping his bounds a little bit. And so it's really a shame that they've gotten to that point. And also, I think it's more him trying to be a friend to Kyrie than anything else. And I don't think it's his personal belief, because I could have sworn that he had to kind of sign off on Steve Nash being hired.
They did. Both of them signed off on Steve Nash.
Yeah, and so now we have this, you know, if you don't like the direction, then you sit down with Steve Nash and Sean Marks and you guys figure it out. But don't come out and do that. That to me, again, is, you know, it's the inmates are running the asylum and that's never been good. And so I just don't like it. You know, sorry for using that reference. But I just don't like it. But at the same time, I understand the day and age that we're in right now.
Now, Odin, let me ask you this. I know you watched that playoff series. Do you believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, do you believe Steve Nash's lack of adjustments in game and game to game played a part in this, or you just think it's completely him having Kyrie's back?
100% Steve Nash not making the adjustments. Because at the end of the day, we've always had teams and players that didn't get along. You know, and it had nothing to do with it. But as a coach, you have to know how to make the adjustment. You can't just sit there and watch things play out. This is not working. This is not working. This is not working. But yet you're not changing it. And so to me, that's a big part of it. He didn't know how to make the in-game adjustment. And also his assistants, they were more concerned about themselves than really helping Steve Nash. So all those components come into play. And so to me, you know, it's always been said that coaches – you know, they always got to watch their back, even with their own assistants. That's why so many guys try to bring in guys that they know are not very vocal,
right,
don't have any aspirations of being a head coach, because then they can be comfortable.
Yeah, that is – it happens a lot with certain people and coaches where you go, like, how come he didn't have any top assistants? Because he didn't want anybody to take his job. So that plays in. Our guest is Olin Polonese, of course. Former NBA vet who was a first-round pick back in 1987. TJ, to what team? Do you know what team picked him in the first round?
Man, can you give me a state? Give me the state.
If I give you the state, the NBA only got one team in each state. What are you
no.
talking about?
Really?
Well, Yes. California has multiple.
Right, but okay. You know, California and New York, that's
it. I'm saying one or two. I'm going to go with Seattle.
Nope, Chicago. He's the eighth overall pick.
Well, I ended up playing in Seattle, but I was
not remembering
right.
Seattle.
It's like a trick question.
And the Kings.
Right, but it was the Bulls who drafted him. Right,
yeah,
but you're right.
It's a trick question.
Because he did. He started. Never played for the Bulls. He started his career in Seattle. So you're right. Let's talk about real quick the Lakers and what they do. I mean, it's something out there that the Lakers have a soft deadline to trade Russ, which would be, I guess, during training camp or whatever. What do you expect him to be on this team when the season starts?
Okay. So I kind of think he's going to be on the team now only because of what's happened with everybody else. You know, now with Durant's new trade demand of the coach or him. And so – but also, DeAndre Ayton kind of threw a wrench in everything.
By re-signing,
because he could not be traded, you know. And so that's what messed everything up. If he had waited and all that, I think these trades would have happened. But once he signed, it threw everybody in disarray. And so, but I do believe that, and I love Darvin Ham, what he's saying. He's saying all the right things. But I don't believe Russell Westbrook plays, you know, for the Lakers, you know, this season. He might start in training camp, but I don't think he'll play the first game.
Wow. All right. I think you're right because I just don't see that they can bring the same squad back.
What do they do? Like who's going to take the contract? Where do they go? How do they?
They got to give up first round picks, which they're balking at now. But TJ, if you give up enough first round pick, somebody will take him because remember, he's valuable from the standpoint of he has an expiring contract that you could use to sign a free agent.
That's right. That's the value, the expiring contract. But there are teams that will take on Russell. You got to remember now, this is a Hall of Famer. I don't care what other people are saying. I don't care what even the Laker fans are saying based on what he did last year because that wasn't Russell Westbrook. That wasn't his fault. That style of play was horrible.
It was ugly. It was definitely ugly.
Plus the injuries and everything else, they couldn't really put out. You know, Rob Pelinka brought in all these antiquated players. And I was like, dude, what are you doing? This is a league. It's a run up and down league now. I mean, fully. They're fully invested in running up and down shooting threes. And you're bringing all these old legs.
Crazy. You know,
and back to Kevin Durant. 7 years ago, I'm trading the house for Kevin Durant.
Right.
I'm not doing it now after all these injuries.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's been hurt a lot. All right, Olin, we got to run. We appreciate you, Olin Polynes.
Stop, I say. We appreciate you, baby.
Yes, sir. Jumping
not
in.
Yeah. Hey, they like what they talking about, huh?
That's right.
They don't know that, Olin.
Hey, we need to get can somebody translate that, please? All right. Appreciate it. Nah, we just playing. Thanks, Olin Polynes. Appreciate you. All right. I have a lot in common with at least one MLB All-Star, and I'll tell you what that is next. It is the Odd Couple with TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here, you there on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh.
I need baby oil.
I do need baby oil. And maybe a cigarette, depending on how this Shekel City works out. But anyway, AutoZone has your free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. So getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. You know what time it is, TJ? Time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, soon to be sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, and that's where I was this past weekend at Caesars for the NABJ convention. Good time had by all. But, hey, TJ, here we go. My best bet for the night. TJ and I used to do a football betting show on the Extra Points Podcast Network. TJ was unbelievable that year. I will bow to you, TJ. But I'm doing big things here with baseball picks. Here we go. Best bet, Yankees -105 at the Mariners. They lost a season-high 5 in a row. Put the ranch on the Yankees tonight. They bounce back in Seattle. They get a win. Bet Yankees. All right, Pirates at the Diamondbacks. Run total over 8. I'm going to go with the over on that. Over 8 runs, Pirates at the Diamondbacks. And the Giants are at the Padres. The Padres couldn't score a run to save their life this weekend as they got swept by the Dodgers. TJ, they were outscored 20-4 by the Dodgers.
Watched every game.
You know it. Hey, I mean, it was a good matchup, and it was all Dodgers. But the Padres, I say, bounce back tonight with a big crooked number on the board. So I'm going Giants at Padres over 7.5 runs. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. All right. Speaking of that, you watched all weekend. Let's talk about that. The Padres coming off the big Juan Soto trade, TJ, which was just earth-shaking in baseball, right, to trade a 23-year-old guy. And be honest, TJ, as a former professional athlete, could you have turned down $500 million like Juan Soto?
No, can do.
Guaranteed, TJ. Guaranteed.
But what I will say is, at his age, everybody knows what he turned down. That's the floor. That is the floor. We know what he turned down. And so at his age, I mean, it's hard to turn that down. It was less than $30 million a year. The best players are getting more than that.
Yeah.
I say no because I'm never going to see that type of money unless I hit the lottery. But you never know when you're in that situation.
But you know what, TJ? I get it. I'm not worried about per year because it's the total package. And here's the only issue I have. He could get hit in the head by a pitch. He could slump for 2 years. Like, let's be honest, right? Guys have done it. Where you start off great and you have a couple of bad years, and you may never see that. Juan Gonzalez did that with the Detroit Tigers. People don't remember that. He was offered the highest contract in the history of baseball at that time, turned it down, and guess what, TJ? Never got paid.
Hey, let's go to basketball. Look what the Lakers offered Dennis Schroeder.
Yes.
And look at him. I mean, it's happened.
He went and played for $5 million the next year, remember?
And, I mean, he'll never make upwards of $80 million again. He'll never get that type of contract. And so these cases happen, and they happen not often, but it happens enough. $500,000, whether you're giving me $440 or $520,
right,
I'm set.
You're set to go. All right. And Manny Machado just said, you know, everybody was panicking, the Padres. He asked him if he's concerned at all. He said he's not concerned. And I'm with Manny Machado. You lose a three-game series. It's early August. It doesn't mean your season is over. This is baseball. You could have a hot week like the Dodgers have won 8 in a row, and they could lose 7 in a row next week. Baseball is very fickle. The Padres have everything you need. They got good starting pitching. They got a bullpen. They got a lineup that's to die for, and they're going to get Tatis back. Well, I mean, are you panicking? The Padres aren't going to be in the playoffs? I think they will.
You're not going to panic, but when you play the Dodgers, if you do in the playoffs and you go down in the series, these games in a regular season are going to start to get in the back of your head. But I like this response. Are you worried? He's like, no. Why aren't you worried? Because I'm blump, 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 Manny Machado. I love that response.
I did.
But when them playoffs come, don't get down in the series because you will start having those thoughts in the back of your mind.
No doubt. All right. Hour number two coming up here on The Odd Couple. And, man, I'm telling you, TJ, I'm going to tell you how Aaron Rodgers is going to win his third straight MVP. You want to stick and stay.
For more psychedelics in the U.S. of A.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.